Monica Lewinsky was also collateral damage. Congress impeached Bill Clinton for lying about their affair when she was an intern. He was called a liar, a philanderer, and an opportunist. Yet, by the end of his term, his approval rating soared, surpassing that of any modern president, even Reagan. We gave him a mulligan. The intern took the real hit. She was the one who couldn't shake the stigma. It blighted her life for decades and drove her to become suicidal. But now the rules are changing, and I understand why men are unnerved. It's no fun to worry that you won't be believed. Senator Orrin Hatch seemed shocked when White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who had served as Hatch's chief of staff, was accused by both his ex-wives of punching, kicking, and abusing them. Porter said he was being smeared, that one ex-wife's black eye came from a fall, not his fist. Senator Hatch and President Trump jumped to his defense. Shame on the politically motivated, morally bankrupt character assassins that would attempt to sully a man's good name, fumed Hatch. And after Porter was forced to resign, Hatch said he would hire someone like him again. But this time, the women would not be shamed into silence. When the president implied in a tweet that Porter was falsely accused, Porter's ex-wives, Colby Holderness and Jenny Willoughby, reluctantly stepped into the spotlight to refute the idea that they would lie about these painful experiences or that their claims were mere allegations, rather than findings in a months-long investigation by the FBI. A process that produced enough evidence to deny Porter a security clearance. Perhaps to the surprise of a president who has ascended despite the many women who have accused him of sexual assault and misconduct, the public is listening to these women. Regardless of who knew what when about both Porter and a White House speechwriter who also denied accusations of domestic violence, it's clear that for some period of time, top officials turned a blind eye to evidence that a man who hits women was at the heart of this administration. At last, abuses like these are seeping through the wall between personal and professional that for so long has shielded powerful men from their own misconduct. And, as women know all too well, those stains can be permanent.